You're listening to Waterfowl AML. I'm your host, Roy Vasquez, and this is episode number one. Today's episode is titled, Water, Fire, Air, and Earth. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. Different systems define the elements in different ways, but they represent the basic principles of life. Western astrology uses 12 zodiac signs, each falling into one category, and each element is delimited by a different system. Every element is represented in your birth chart, and every element in the sun sign is certain to make up a large part of who you are. This information revolves around the sun, with the elements of each zodiac sign taking up the influence of the first sun. Each is a little more detailed than the last and reveals the elementary focal points, but not too much. While other elements speak of tranquility, harmony and the like, fire tends to prefer a slightly different route. It is often attributed to the element fire that it comes directly from the sun, but for none of the other four it is of importance. Fire involves a certain sense of power and control over everything and threatens to burn everything that gets in its way. Air, on the other hand, is both water and earth, but it has a natural upward movement, because even in the air are the fiery sun and stars of the sky. Various elementary traits are associated with behavioral characteristics and personalities of individuals. Every person born in a particular zodiac has similar characteristics to the elements that determine this sign. It is assumed that each element has a male archetype and the personality of each person corresponds to that of that archetype. This element symbolizes the yang attribute, a combination of the masculine and feminine qualities of a man and the feminine attributes of an animal. Each one is thought to reflect the different variations of the elements in a particular state, and all three characters share these elements together. Four essential elements exist and their unique combination determines a distinctive personality. I intend for you to learn thoroughly what these four elements mean and how astrology answers the questions that are asked in relation to them. The planets are divided into three groups, with four planets in each mode, and each group helps to describe the variation of elements that each character assumes. I will not go into all these modes in this article, but read here for the meaning of each of these modes in astrologers. Elements in astrology have an association with the zodiac sign that enables them to acquire certain characteristics and attributes. They offer answers in terms of personality, character and compatibility with others and bring a new perspective to modern astrologers. You may know that there are 12 signs in the zodiac, but what do you know about the elements of each sign? Zodiac signs are strongly influenced by the meaning of their elements, which varies from person to person and even from sign to sign and year to year. In order to deepen the argument, the four elements that are adequately represented in each zodiac sign tend to work together in different capacities to form a picture of how a person's life will unfold. This is what makes the threefold nature of the three signs, as we call them, so important for the development of a person's life. Stardust says, with an impassioned nature, fire signs use their sparkly attitude to initiate and get projects off the ground. The zodiac moves through the signs of fire, starting with Aries, the first fiery sign. This sign, which consists of three fire signs, is known for its drive and competitiveness. While it can be a caring and exciting partner, branding tends to have steamy relationships that also burn out quickly. While they can trust themselves and their partners, they can be boring at the same time. Earth signs particularly appreciate how watermarks prioritize love and connectedness, and this sentimentality can make them compatible. Watermarks make good friends and partners because they are willing to discuss feelings and help their fellow human beings process them. They're your way, too, if you ever want a night out with a bottle of wine and a rom-com. Now that you know the core features of your zodiac sign, understanding your astrological elements can help you figure out who you are and what attracts you to most others. When it comes to astrology, there are a few basics you need to know to understand your zodiac chart. From there, understanding the meaning of your rising sign and your moon sign can help you learn more about how your personality could be influenced by your astrological elements, such as the sign of your sign, moon and sun sign. First of all, it is important that you know when you were born, your date of birth, the sign of the moon and the position of the sun in the sky, as well as the stars and planets in the sky. Thank you all for joining us again on Water, Fire, Air and Earth. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.
Podbot.ai.
Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast, and share it with the world.
Let's face it.
Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it.
In the car. In the gym. While running. When they take the dog for a walk. While sitting in their cubicle pretending to work.
And let's face it. They will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go.